From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Senior Senator Tommy Tuberville has roiled some in the military by blocking Department of Defense nominations. It's in protest of new Pentagon policies concerning abortions. Tuberville spoke with WBHM's Richard Banks recently about the move, but they began their conversation with another issue the Republican has pushed, an effort to bar transgender women from participating in women's sports.
Given all the initiatives you're working on in the Senate, why put so much focus on this topic compared to other issues that affect Alabamians?
It's going to affect everybody all over the country. And the problem we're having in the next couple of weeks is Joe Biden, he's legislating from the White House, and he basically doesn't care about women's sports and Title IX. He's going to take a sledgehammer to it, because this next couple of weeks he's going to executive order any school in 2023, starting this year, if you do not abide by his law in terms of males playing against women in sports, you'll lose your federal funding. Title IX is going to go under if we continue to get this type of legislation from Joe Biden.
The DOD nominations, you have single-handedly blocked critical Department of Defense nominations to protest new Pentagon policies, ensuring that service members have access to reproductive health care, including reimbursement for service members who must travel to obtain abortions. Military leaders, as well as members of your own Republican Party, have expressed concern, even outright frustration, over your hold on these nominations. Let's say your actions have no effect on military readiness, a claim that you made in a press release and an op-ed. However, how do you think those actions look to our military adversaries?
Well, it goes back to one thing that I talked about, legislating from the White House and from the Department of Defense. We've had an abortion policy. This is not about abortion. We've had abortions for years in the military. We have a law in this country called the Hyde Amendment that says taxpayer money will not be used for abortion, because some people believe in it, some people don't. Again, this is changing the policy from the White House.
You've established your concern where Biden's policies are, but the question was, how do you think these actions look to our adversaries?
Well, you know, I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and I go through all these hearings and listen to all these generals, four-star, all their combatant commanders. And if we think this is a problem, we're showing our adversaries we're weak. All we got to do is go back and look at Joe Biden's, what he's done to our military with the woke ideas, with the CRT that we're teaching in our military. We are losing in the military so fast our readiness in terms of recruitment. And why? I can tell you why. Because the Democrats are attacking our military, saying we need to get out the white extremists, the white nationalists, people that don't believe in our agenda as Joe Biden's agenda. They're destroying it. This year, we will not reach any recruiting goals in the military. So if we want to talk about looking weak, that's where we're going to look weak. We cannot start putting rules in there for one type, one group, and make different factions in the military, because that is the most important institution in the United States of America and our allies, is a strong, hard-nosed killing machine, which is called our military.
You mentioned the Biden administration trying to prevent white nationalists from being in the military. Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military?
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans. What happened after January the 6th, and I was here on January the 6th, we were attacked on the Senate floor saying that all these people that came into the Capitol were extremists. They were against the country. There was a lot of people, there was probably 100 of them that came in, broke windows and broke doors that should have been locked up. That's not how we do it in America, but there were hundreds of thousands that didn't come in outside that were true Americans that believe in this country. But right after that, our military and Secretary Austin put out a order to stand down and all military across the country, saying we're going to run out the white nationalists, people that don't believe how we believe. And that's not how we do it in this country. We have got so much division up here not for the country. You know, this is not for any individual, this country. This country is for all of us, and we're all the same. It doesn't make any difference. You're rich, poor, black, white. It doesn't make any difference. Everybody as an American has opportunity to make this country better. We've made it 247 years, but I'm going to tell you what, we're walking a tightrope right now. How much longer this country is going to make it, as we all know it.
That was Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville speaking with WBHM's Richard Banks. We have more context around the senator's comments at WBHM.org.